one day after, where is the disappointment level still?
It's still high. I mean, I feel we had all intentions of going out there, winning the game, and moving on. But it's always tough when your season ends in the playoffs, and it just ends so fast. So it's tough.
The play everyone is talking about is the hit Wes Welker placed on Keep Tulu. Have you had a chance to see it?
No, I didn't get to watch it yet. I heard it's the talk of the day, but I didn't get a chance to see it yet.
Bill called it one of the worst plays he's ever seen, and then he said it was deliberate by Wes.
Well, I mean, he's seen a lot of football, so I'll probably go with what he says. I don't know, but I haven't watched it and gotten a chance to look at it.
How many times do you think
Wes? Do you think Wes would do something like that to take out a player like Keith?
I don't know. I mean, that's tough to say someone would do that, but I think all of us out there would do anything to try to win that game.
How many times during the game do those big plays happen?
Each team's different, but I mean, they're good at it. They run that a lot, and they do a good job of it. So it happens a lot with them.
Is it different if it's a pick where it's they're hitting you instead of rubbing you?
For us, nah. I mean, we hit all those routes. I mean, they don't get called if they run it a certain way. It might get called one time, and if you run it seven or eight times and you get called once, it's a pretty good play to run.
Steve was saying the game sort of evolved into that, where that's just how you sort of have to defend guys now if you're a wide receiver.
Yeah, I mean, teams do a lot of that just to get guys separation and to open up the passing game, and especially it works well to be man-to-man coverage.
Is it too early to look back? You know, obviously you're proud of what your defense did with all the guys that went down. Is it too early to find a silver lining?
I think we should be proud of what we've done. I think a lot of young guys stepped up. You know, we had guys go down at a bunch of key positions for us, and guys were thrown into roles that I don't think they prepared for or knew was going to happen, expected it. But I felt they stepped up and did whatever they had to do each week to make sure we had a chance, and we ended up winning a lot of games that way. So I'm proud of the unit. I'm proud of the guys that were able to step in and fill roles and do anything that they had to do to win games. So I think that's a building block moving forward. A lot of guys that had to play a lot of football this year will be back next year, and hopefully they learn from it and we could be a better team next year.
How sudden is it, you know, because you're going along and it's like you're on a treadmill and all of a sudden it just stops?
That's exactly what it is. I mean, now it's you look forward to the off season and what you can do to get better and come back, and you know, hopefully we're a better team and we fix some things that we didn't do as well this year, and just try to be competitive.
When you play late into the season like this, how much time will you take off? How long will you sort of step away from football?
Not long, probably. One good thing for me is my brother. He finished early, so he'll be eager to get back, and I'll get back in there with him.
After the game, Bill said there were a lot of mistakes made, especially by him, as far as preparing you guys. Did you feel like the preparation for Peyton Manning was what it should have been?
I felt our coaches did a pretty good job. I think at the end of the day, defensively, we just didn't get enough stops. We didn't make enough plays. I mean, I know our coaches work so hard, they're always going to feel like there's something they could have done better. But just being out there, it felt like just as players, we just need to make some plays out there. And we came short throughout the game, and they made all the big plays, and we couldn't get stops to get them off the field. We made them kick some field goals, but it was just getting off the field, and the drive was tough for us. We couldn't get off, and then the two touchdown drives were 7-minute drives, so that kills you.